Good morning to all the prayer group members. God bless you. Today's devotional is 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 15. For we are unto God a sweet savour of Christ, in them that are saved, and in them that perish. Hallelujah. When we go to a restaurant and they serve a very beautifully prepared meal, a very lovely meal, a very healthy meal, and they bring it on your plate, what is the first thing that we do? We are attracted and touched by the smell of the food, and we say, smells good. When we walk into the kitchen of our home, we can tell that your spouse is preparing something tasty, because the smell of the food being cooked fills not only the kitchen but other areas as well. So it is the smell of the food, the aroma of the food, that attracts you to the food, and that is what makes the food good. So one of the things that besides the taste of the food, one of the things that are characteristic of a good meal is the aroma that is attached to the food. So similarly, Paul is giving us an example that, you know, we are unto God a sweet savor of Christ. When God sees us, when God smells us, when God looks at us, he sees Christ. He sees the smell of Christ in us. You know, the word Christian means Christ-like or little anointed ones. So he sees little Christians, little Christ, when he sees us, because we are, if we are a believer, we are hid in his blood. Jesus took all our unrighteousness and worries and sadness and problems and issues and cleansed us and covered us with his blood. But you may say that, you know, I have not been right with God. How can I be a sweet savor? How can God say that, you know, my stinking life is a sweet savor? Because God does not look at our past. Because God is looking at our potential, at our future. So when we sin and we repent, then God washes our sins. God washes our sins. The devil always reminds us of our past, and God always reminds us of our future. That yes, you are above and not beneath. You are the head and not the tail. You are the lender and not the borrower. You are his masterpiece. You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, and you show forth the praises of him who has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. So don't live in the past. If you have asked for forgiveness, if you have repented, if you have accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior, then claim what is rightfully yours. Live in the present, because you have a bright future with Christ. You are his sweet savor. Say that to yourself, that I am a sweet savor of Christ. The Christ's smell is in me, and whoever sees me sees Christ in me. Whoever sees me, whoever talks to me, can smell Christ in me, sees Christ in me. When God looks at me, he sees Christ in me, because I have been forgiven by Christ. I have been washed in His blood. Jesus paid for my price. I refuse to listen to the enemy. I refuse to agree with the enemy. I refuse to be reminded of my past. I say to myself that I have repented and I am a new creature, and therefore my smell has changed. I may be stinky in the past, but today, because of what Jesus has done on the cross, I am a sweet savor. This is my story, and I am sticking to it. God bless you abundantly. Amen.